Episode 440, Little Things Become Big Things.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? Oh my goodness, I have missed you. I've got to give you kisses. I really have. It has been a whirlwind of a week. From setbacks to comebacks to butterflies to riding high to Easter candy around the corner. Oh my goodness, how is your week going? Do you feel like sometimes when you look at what you've accomplished that maybe you haven't accomplished anything? Or sometimes you look at it and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I've come this far. Little things become big things. That's what we're chatting about today. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm thrilled you're here. Hey, guess what? I want to hear from you. Come on over to createyournow.com. Drop me a message. Check things out for yourself. You know, really, I'm here to serve you. And for some of you, I've got a message. If you are saying, you know, Christiane, I've got some ideas. You know, we are doing life together. I'm not here on this earth all by myself. There are millions of people around. And this podcast is reaching around the world, and I'm here to serve you. So honestly, when I say I want to hear from you, I want to hear from you. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can send me a direct message, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. It comes right to me. I want to be here for you because our life is just, it's too short. And we have these moments that we need to captivate. We need to hold on to. We need to cherish. And I cherish the moments I spend with you. And for you taking the time out to become your best selfie so you can go and serve the world around you, how amazing is that? You're totally incredible. And today we're chatting about little things become big things. How many times have you taken a bite of your favorite food? I call it your junk food. Now, your junk food may be candy. I mean, come on, Easter's right here. And so if you celebrate Easter by kind of doing the secular side of things with the Easter baskets, then that's great. That means you've got candy around the corner hidden somewhere, don't you? So is your junk food like candy? Is your junk food comfort food? Maybe it's like homemade potato soup with homemade hot buttery bread. Okay, I'm getting really hungry right now and I can't have any of it. Okay, or maybe your comfort food is ice cream. And ice cream not just because I had a bad day and I could eat the whole gallon. It's just because I love ice cream. What is your junk food? Because what happens is it's easy for us just to eat that stuff. And we take a bite, we want another bite. We take another bite, and we want four more bites. And after those four more bites, next thing you know, we've eaten the whole thing, maybe the whole bag. How about M&Ms? M&Ms are one of those things for me, especially the dark chocolate ones, that yes, I do not want to have around. Why? Because I can eat a few. But if that big, gigantic bag that's sitting there, not just that little cute one that's like a one size fits all and it just, you know, is at the checkout counter. No, I'm talking about the wampajama that you get. If that's sitting around, I could eat the whole bag. It's easy. It tastes so good. Little things become big things, but in the long run, how much sugar did I just put in my body? My brain's like overwhelmed with sugar. My body doesn't know what to do with all of this. It's freaking out. If I was to do that even once a week over a period of years, what is that doing to myself? Little things become big things. Now, yes, we're kind of joking about it with food, but it's anything in our life. It's anything. Little things become big things. By our tone, for example, how we talk to our children, how we talk to our husband, how we talk to friends, our family. What's the tone of it? That was brought to my attention many years ago, many, many, many years ago. And my husband specifically would say, Christiane, do you hear yourself? Do you really hear yourself? And I said, oh, yeah, I hear myself. I hear myself. I'm fine. And I used to think it was no big deal. But then I started to think even more. And I listened harder. And I noticed there was this bite to my tone. It was an edge that I could get. And it was like a ferocious lion. But it bit even harder. And it was quite scary. Well, little did I know that that would add up. Little things become big things. For my husband, that was a big thing later in life. It was one of those little things that he couldn't deal with anymore. Remember that one time he told me I'd fallen out of love? You see, it doesn't have to be something as simple as a piece of candy that we can just eat freely. It doesn't have to be even just our tone of voice that we use. It could be the language that we speak to our children, the words that come out. Are you one who likes to throw around kind of those four-letter words that we say, well, is swearing? Not so good. It feeds what? The negative. Well, maybe there's a time and place for that. But every single time and place for that, maybe not so much. Little things become big things. It all adds up. Now, you know what I'm talking about. What in your life right now is a little thing that you consistently do? Ooh, did you hear that? That you consistently do. Because you see, that's what we're talking about here. It's those little things that we consistently do over and over and over again that become the big things. It's great if it's good, but it's horrible if it's bad. That sugar intake, maybe you think you're only drinking 32 ounces or 44 ounces of soda pop a day, but over 365 days in a year, how much sugar have you consumed? Fast forward 10 years from now, what is your body saying to yourself? Maybe you're sitting in a doctor's office talking to them saying, you know, you had a weight control issue then, but now we have these issues. Little things become big things. What in your life is something that's little that if you continue to do it may actually become out of control and could actually be more destructive than helpful? Think about it for just a moment. Bring it to your mind. Got it? So let's say, what if you could reduce that? You could change it from the bad and make it the good. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, it would be awesome. So guess what? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It is consistent little steps brings massive impact. What you need to do is have consistent little steps to bring massive impact. So the little things that you're working on, they've got to be good little things. What if instead of having the junk foods, you would say, oh, I'm going to instead add more vegetables into what I eat every single day? Now, did I say you can no longer have junk food? No. Did I say you no longer can have candy? No. What I said was adding more vegetables every single day. Oh, okay. Okay, so you're still saying I can have my junk food? Yeah. Okay. So little things become big things. Consistent little steps brings massive impact. You continue to add more and more and more vegetables every single day to your diet, the nutrition, to nourish your body. Eventually what? You're not going to want the sugary food anymore. Your body won't crave it anymore. It'll taste yucky. It'll taste different. You may want it once in a while, but it won't be the cup of sugar that you're used to every single day that you're consuming, whether it's through drinks or through candy or whatever, through processed foods. Now, that's just an example. But do you see how consistent little steps brings massive impact? So fast forward 10 years and your doctor says, wow, I'm impressed. You've maintained your weight and actually lost it, and you've gained muscle. And you didn't change much. Little things become big things. You did change something. You added more vegetables to your diet. Ha! Winner! Everybody wins! So if that is truly the KISS, consistent little steps brings massive impact, what can you do? Number one, implement the one-to-one. Implement the one-to-one, that step to action, step to action. So it always takes a step in order to act upon. So for example, if you are actually walking, in order to take a step, what? The other leg eventually is going to have to catch up. Otherwise, what happens? You end up flat on your face. When you don't do this and you don't implement the one-to-one, you give yourself an escape route. You allow yourself to get away with it. Why? Well, because you know there's the step, but you didn't take the action. So you got to implement the one-to-one, okay? That's your step to action, S to A, step to action. Number two is you have to develop consistency. Oh, I knew it. It was coming back, wasn't it? That word consistency is huge. So if you can remember, the kiss today is consistent little steps brings massive impact. Think of sack. You're going to sack it. Step, action, consistency. Step, action, consistency. That's it. Obviously, you got to have it good. You want it to be the good little steps that you're doing. The reverse happens also. If they're bad little steps, it's going to be a bad outcome. But you know this already. You don't need anybody to tell you this. So what can you do right now in your life? What little thing do you need to work on right now before it becomes too massive, too big for you? Because ultimately, you are a sister of impact, and you are here to bring massive impact of goodness, of greatness. Go sack today. Step, action, consistency. Little things become big things. So turn your goodness to greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.